An effort is advising that children should avoid certain indoor gatherings for at least the next 2 weeks, including nativity performances and other similar seasonal events. It was only on Wednesday that the Minister for Arts and Culture, Catherine Martin, announced a new support scheme to assist venues, producers and promoters who stage seasonal musical theatre and pantomime. Our reporter Gail Conway has been speaking to performance groups and schools, unsure how NPHET's advice will affect them.
Anne Marr, CEO and Artistic Director of Ballet Ireland. We have great concerns around this. Obviously, Ballet Ireland has been off the stage for almost 2 full years, and we are finally back in performances. And we have several of our performances, our matinees, geared specifically to facilitate children being able to attend as opposed to the evening performances. And we are very, very concerned that children would be told essentially not to attend, and that our performances will be left empty, leaving both the theatres and the production companies like ourselves at a great loss.
And would you like more clarification on that soon?
Well, I certainly would appreciate clarification, although often seeking clarification brings, in these instances, simply more confusion.
I'm Ciara Phelan, and with my husband Paul Cullen, I run Arclight Drama Studio in Cornell's Court. We're just digesting it really at the moment. Obviously, we were watching it, you know, as it unfolded yesterday evening. Now, when we went back in September, we have a small studio in Cornell's Court, but a lot of our work is actually out of the site, and we're in schools. And when we went back in the schools, we actually went back outdoors. So we feel that we're okay to continue on that basis in the primary schools that we're attached to. We'll just keep open. I mean, obviously, it's not very comfortable in this cold weather, and we'll look at finishing our term a bit early, maybe, and add some classes on later in the year when the weather's better, if we have to stay outdoors. But no, not a massive impact for now. We'll stay open. We'll keep fighting.
I'm Niamh Crowley, and I'm the Director of Music at the Sligo Academy of Music. We do have a concert which the children have been preparing for, for the last number of months. So here we are, the second year in a row. I have professional musicians booked, a sound engineer booked, I have a staging manager booked. And these are all professional people that if this concert doesn't go ahead, that's a day's work that they've had that's suddenly gone. You know, it's very disappointing to hear this as a possible I know it's just a recommendation at the moment. As it stands, we would be going ahead because of the professional musicians involved. And so we will be adhering strictly to guidelines to keep everybody as safe as possible.